Daily News Brief, July 12, 2026. Top of mind. US-Iran hostilities escalated sharply over the weekend, with Iran declaring the Strait of Hormuz closed after a third round of US airstrikes. Oil, WTI plus 4% WK, Brent plus 5.4% WK, and defense stocks are the obvious plays, but the real trade is refined product margins. Crack spreads hit records as diesel jet fuel prices decouple from crude amid Russian export bans and refinery disruptions. Additionally, SK Hynix's historic 26.5B US debut, plus 113% Friday, reignited AI demand conviction after a volatile week, putting the semiconductor complex, NVDA, MRVL, AMD, back in focus as the Fed-Dodge CapEx narrative battle continues. Watch for Tuesday's CPI print and Chairman Warsh's first congressional testimony. A hot number here could break the fragile risk-on mood. Catalyst Radar. Chew, US June CPI, headline expected plus 3.8% YOY. Fed Chair Warsh House testimony. Wedi, PPI, Warsh Senate testimony, US MBA mortgage apps. Thu, BOK rate decision, expected hike to 2.75%, China Q2 GDP, US retail sales. Fry, US industrial production, housing starts, UMIC sentiment. Markets, oil and refining, WTI settled at 71.41 BBL Friday, up 4% on the week. Bloomberg reports fuel prices, gasoline, diesel, jet, are rebounding even as crude eases, crack spreads at record levels due to Russian export ban plus Hormuz disruption. Hedge funds most bullish on European gas oil since March. Tickers, XLE, OIH, VLO, MPC, PSX. Equities, SPX, 0.4%, FRI, 1.2% WK, NDX, 0.3%, 1.7% WK. SK Hynix ADR surged 13% to 1.2T market cap, now larger than MU and AMD. Korea Kospi trades at 6.4x FWD earnings, record cheap despite 80% YTD rally. Berkshire Hathaway BRKB, YTD 1.8% versus SPX plus 10.7%. Fixed income, UST10Y rose 9BP to 4.5568%, highest since May 22. Primary dealers are net short corporate bonds for first time in history. 4B aggregate short, particularly in 5Y plus maturities. Credit spreads near multi-decade lows, Hamerar Tarzev and Sebi 4BP. Structured products, Michael Saylor's strategy, MSTR, MNAV metric, fell below 1.0, triggering first ever Bitcoin sales, £216 million last week. True enterprise value even lower, 8.89x, using market-based debt preferred prices. MSTR down 75% from year ago. Economy, Fed, odds of a July hike edged higher on CME FedWatch after oil spike. June CPI expected to show first monthly decline since pandemic onset, but core PPI, WED, may accelerate to 5.2% YOY. Warsh's first Hill testimony will be passed carefully. Bloomberg notes markets imply only 24% probability of a July hike, too low to move without a hot CPI plus hawkish chair. Housing, JOT, Regulatory, Housing Supply Bill, 21st Century Road Act, became law Saturday. Mandates zoning reform, restricts institutional buyers of SFHs. No near-term relief, CNBC estimates 4M home deficit remains. Corporate bond positioning. Dealers net short corporate bonds for first time since 1998. Data began, 4B aggregate short, concentrated longer dated maturities, 13.7B short 5Y plus, versus 9.66B long short term. Reflects both strong demand and directional bearishness on credit risk. Business finance. UniCredit, UCG, Commerzbank, CBK. UniCredit now holds 47.6% stake, 49.65% voting rights, after tender offer, de facto control. German government opposed, but regulatory approval process could take 6 months. Deal values Commerzbank at 41.9B, largest European banking M&A since 2008. JP Morgan, JPM, launching small cap IB team targeting 100 Metamer 500 Melius companies, plans 75 plus hires. Bets on boomer succession wave and private equity demand for lower middle market exits. Banks, Fiserv, FISV, JPM, BAC, WFC, PNC, held preliminary talks to acquire Fiserv-owned debit networks, Star, Accel, to bypass Durbin Amendment fee caps. Political backlash concerns may scuttle deal. Circle, CRCL, OCC approval for National Trust Bank, Circle National Trust, to custody digital assets. Shares rose 13% pre-market, YTD still 25%. AstraZeneca, AZN, late-stage trial flop for Wainua, ATTR cardiomyopathy, shares fell 6.2%, worst day in 2 years. Pipeline premium at risk, 2030 80 by sales target now questioned by some analysts. Tobacco, bat up 100% in 2 years, now trading at 21x earnings. PMI premium expanding on smokeless product shift. FDA guidance allowing vape sales during PMTA review is a catalyst. World geopolitics, US-Iran war, third wave of US airstrikes hit Iran after IRGC attacked Cyprus-flagged container ship. Iran closed Strait of Hormuz until further notice. Southern route, Oman coast, remains open per JMIC, but traffic near zero. Kuwait, Qatar, Jordan, Bahrain. Oman reported missile drone attacks. Trump threatened to decimate Iran over assassination plot fears. Talks continue via France, UKA, Oman mediation. Key for energy, defense, LMT, NOS, GD, and inflation path. Senator Lindsey Graham death, 71, sudden illness. Republican loses a vote, weakening Senate majority to 52-47. Complicates passage of Save America Act, voter ID before midterms. Short-term legislative risk. Indo-Pacific, Modi signed BrahMos missile deal with Indonesia during tour. Defense energy, Chatrash minerals pacts with Australia. China's ICBM test in Pacific drew protests. Regional mini lattice works forming as US role shrinks. Ukraine, GOP Rep. McCall backs licensed Patriot production in Ukraine, joint drone development. Still faces manufacturing hurdles. China typhoon, Bavi weakened but heavy rain across East Coast. 653 flights cancelled at Shanghai airports. Short-term disruption to ports, energy demand. Technology, AI, AI infrastructure spending. Combined capex for Google and MSFT, AMZN, Meta, hit 168B in Q2. Plus 74% YOY. Meta developing cloud rental business for excess compute. Confirms overshoot. Zuckerberg admitted overbuilt. XAI rented capacity to Anthropic for 1.25 BPOD month. Debate, reining in versus rationalizing. Bernstein, Meta not stepping away. Chip demand, Nvidia still top pick at Morgan Stanley. Vera Rubin on schedule. Stifel says hardware sell-off is valuation reset, not demand collapse. Recommends CEL, JBL, CIN. CNBC interviews. AI execs call demand almost unlimited despite value-maxing shift by enterprises. Cerebras CEO notes compute supply still short. Apple, AAPL sues. OpenAI alleges trade secret theft by former employees now at OpenAI, including hardware chief Tang Tan. Lawsuit ahead of OpenAI IPO claims hardware technique theft. Coached evasion of security. Partnership, ChatGPT in iOS likely affected. Prediction markets, CFTC regulated platforms, Kalshi, Polymarket. Gain World Cup betting traction. Tax treatment uncertain, could be investments, full loss deduction, or gambling, limited. IRS, silent. DraftKings, DKNG entering space. Brain-computer interfaces. China's BrainCo bets non-invasive wearables over Neuralink's implants. Raised 280 mil from IDG Jan Walden. FDA cleared bionic hand, standouts. Liquor stocks, DEO, RI, trading at tobacco-like multiples as US spirits volumes decline for fourth year. RTD cocktail boom suggests Gen Z wants to drink but budgets are squeezed. Opportunity for distillers to pivot. Turbine parts, HWM, DPC. Howmet expects gas turbine revenue to double in 3 out of 5 years. Backlog 8 years. Spare parts now 23% of sales. Semiconditioner-like supply constraints in aerospace, Jock power generation. Leveraged AI ETF risk. Bloomberg notes August 2024, flash crash analogs, dealers degrossing. SX5E options, liquidity thinning as summer illiquidity, plus US midterms approach. Amazon, AMZN, layoffs, 16,000 cut in January, total 57,000 since 2022. AI cited in 23% of all tech cuts. Job market saturation. Some ex-employees took pay cuts. World Cup effects. Minor for Delta, DAL. Premium revenue. Pleasant 17% versus main cabin plus 8%. Not capacity driver. Prediction market downloads surged during tournament.